The bill making its way through the state legislature would require medical marijuana sold at state-regulated dispensaries to be tested for mold, disease-causing bacteria, and, quote, other harmful adulterants.
The testing bill raises some questions about transparency in the medical marijuana industry and the quality of its products. Hope Jones is chief scientific officer for C4 Labs, a cannabis testing firm in Mesa. She described to the Senate members one scenario where she found a medical marijuana product was a dud.
We tested 6 bottles, and all but one were completely negative. This parent paid nearly $1,000 for this medicine, and it was a fraud.
Joining us now to talk more about this is Will Humble, former director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, who currently serves as executive director for the nonprofit Arizona Public Health Association. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So first, tell us a little bit of background here. So how big of a problem is this kind of thing where you might need testing?
Well, I think the truth is we don't really know how big the problem is because there isn't at least mandated testing according to the state regulations that we wrote back in 2011.
Hey, Will, so let's go back to when you were director. Why weren't these sorts of requirements for testing in there at the time? Was the industry too new? Give us some reasons for that.
I mean, I think the main reason was, you know, if you think back to 2011, there was all this consternation about the conflict between state and federal law when it came to medical marijuana. And I mean, if you remember back, there was even questions about whether the state would license dispensaries to begin with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of that conflict. And so as we were building the regulations, one of the things I thought about was if we require testing before sale, that means there's going to have to be a set of laboratories, hopefully independent, that are out there to do the testing. And because of all the concern about this whole industry being in violation of federal law, you know, I was thinking, well, if I require testing and there's no laboratories to actually do the testing because of the conflict with federal law and the fact that they're not protected under the state law that the voters passed, I could be setting up the system for a kind of catch-22. So in the end, I just decided to leave the regulations out of the final rules that we wrote.
Right, right. So there are some testing labs in the state now, though, right?
My understanding is that there's at least a few laboratories that are out there now, and so, you know, that it's only been 5 or 6 years, but things have changed a lot in the industry, and so now it's mature enough, I think, to consider a bill like this because the resources are out there, and there doesn't seem to be, you know, the same concern about laboratories being shut down by the federal government. Because they're in violation of the Controlled Substances Act.
So does that basically mean that this requirement could still bog down dispensaries, though? Could this result in increased prices for them?
Well, I think it could. No on the bog down, but yes on the cost part. Obviously, it's going to add an additional cost that the dispensaries would end up passing along to the patients. But having said that, I don't think it would bog the system down because there are laboratories out there that are available to do this kind of work now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go big picture for a moment. I mean, you were involved when this got started, with the origin of all of this. And one senator described the medical marijuana industry as a, quote, Wild West, which is always a fun phrase, making it sound like there's very little protection for consumers right now. How would you assess that?
Well, you know, I think if you said, 100% is complete success, I think the rules that we built were probably in the 80% range. In other words, we built as many protections as we could, given the statutory framework that the voters gave us in many areas. There were some areas where I wish the statute was written differently, where the rules that we built could have been more aggressive, especially when it comes to, say, financial transparency with respect to dispensary finances. And then there were some things sort of left on the table, like this testing issue, where I believe we probably had the statutory authority to build more aggressive testing into the regulations, but I elected not to do that because of the issues I just talked about regarding that conflict between state and federal law.
Right. So let's talk about labeling briefly before we finish here. So when it comes to medical cannabis products, how are they required to be labeled? Are they often not delivering what the label promises?
Well, there are some basic labeling requirements in the regulations, but we didn't require testing to disclose, for example, the CDB versus THC ratios and the exact content of THC, et cetera. So in large part, I think, Steve, you mentioned the Wild West. You know, there is, I think, an element of caveat emptor out there in the dispensary world because of the lack of, you know, testing and disclosure in terms of potency, et cetera, that I intentionally left out of the rules, again, because, you know, the industry just, I didn't think, was mature enough to handle that kind of testing requirement at the time.
All right. That's Will Humble, Executive Director for the nonprofit Arizona Public Health Association. Will, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.